From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, you're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Every year, hundreds of people dress up as kings and queens, and they gather at the Western Idaho Fairgrounds to watch dancing and jousting and sword fighting. And along with having a lot of fun, the Idaho Renaissance Fair teaches a little bit of history, and it brings a lot of people together to celebrate something they all love. So here today to tell us about this year's fair are Tyson Stuckey, Vice President of Human Resources of the Idaho Renaissance Fair, and Denise King, who plays the Duchess of Milan. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you so much for having us.
So Tyson, let me start with you. For folks who aren't familiar, what exactly is a Renaissance Fair? Like, what happens?
So a Renaissance Fair in general is a celebration of history. Depending on where you're at, kind of depends on the size of it. With our Renaissance Fair, we do have armored combat where people legit dress up in full armor and just wail on each other with swords and axes and maces. We have jousting. We have dancers, musicians. We have everybody. And for us in particular, it is an opportunity to get as many of the community members as we can together to show off some of their wares, and to just make some nice inroads in the community.
And Tyson, how did you get involved in Renaissance Fairs? What was it that drew you to this?
I'm actually an actor. I do enjoy that quite a bit. So when the Ren Fair was starting, we had such a small group and they needed someone to play the Duke. And it really tickled my fancy. And their mission is to raise funds for the arts programs of local schools. I'm 100% behind that. It's been so many times just in my own youth and my siblings and friends where they needed a little bit of extra financing so that they could go to state competitions. They could have some extra props or things like that. And the money's not there. So as a 501c3, the Idaho Renaissance Fair, main goal, not just to have fun and bring the community together, but to have an opportunity to support our local schools and help those art departments.
I really love that. Kathleen Daines is the president of the Idaho Renaissance Fair, and she's joining us as well. So Kathleen, talk to us a little bit about, what it takes to put this fair on every year.
Oh, goodness. That is such a loaded question. So it takes a lot of volunteer hours and a lot of effort, and it's kind of you don't really think about something like this being super involved, but it really is. Like the people who dedicate their time to being on our cast and coming to practices and getting to know each other and interacting, and then everybody that volunteers to help put the structures together and take their time to actually be involved. There's so many moving parts that you really don't think about what it actually takes until you actually have to sit down and look at the nitty gritty bits of it.
I wanted to bring Denise into the conversation because Denise, as I mentioned, you're a queen at the fair. So what does a queen do at the fair?
Well, I have played queens before. This time I am a duchess.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're a duchess, not a queen. Let me get that right.
Yeah, it's okay. I would love to be a queen, but Milan is a duchy. In Italy, the only kingdom right now is Naples, but we have moved up to Milan, and this is a duchy. So I'm basically, I'm kind of like, in American sort of way, is I'm the president. I'm in charge. Although my husband, I'm in charge is what they would call, the word just escaped my head.
My husband, you're in charge.
Mm-hmm. Is the Duke. Yeah. My husband, the Duke, he is off to greet the King of France to welcome him into Milan. While he's away, I am in Regency. That was the word I was looking for. I am in Regency, and I have decided to, do this festival and bring everybody together in order to welcome the king in style.
I love it. So, Kat, I only have about a minute left with you, but what I want to know is when and where the Renaissance Fair is, because my understanding is you've had to expand this over 2 weekends.
Yes. So we have moved to 2 weekends. So we are actually this coming weekend, September 28th and 29th, and then next weekend, October 5th and 6th, And we are out here at Expo Idaho. We're right down in the middle of their outdoor grassy area, just outside of the Expo buildings. So we're out here at good old Expo Idaho.
Well, I want to thank you all for coming in and talking to us about the Renaissance Fair, letting us know about it. We've been speaking with Kathleen Dane. She's the president of Idaho Renaissance Fair, Tyson Stuckey, vice president of human resources, and the Duchess of Milan, portrayed by Denise King. As Kat mentioned, the fair starts this Saturday. It runs 2 weekends at the Western Idaho Fairgrounds in Boise. We'll put a link on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's tight.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.